You get to play with lots of different voices in this book.
Mm-hmm.
So take me through who all we get crawl into the heads of.
Well, there are the children, Varsha and Hemant. Varsha is a 13-year-old girl whose first mother dies, and she's now living in this isolated community with her father, her stepmother, a woman named Suman, her grandmother, Akka, and her little brother, Hemant. And Hemant is 7 years old, 8 years old. He's the other child in this book. He's a very trusting, you know, kind of individual who follows his sister everywhere. I mean, she is his big sister. He does everything she says. Then there's Suman, the stepmother, a good-natured woman who has grown up in India and ends up in this little town in Canada. There is Vikram, her husband, who is, I mean, you come to know this man only through the stories and the voices of all the other characters. He doesn't really have a voice of his own in this book. And then there's Anu, the writer wannabe, who's quit her job on Wall Street and has landed up in the little town supposedly to write this novel, but she spends her time instead snooping and wandering around and poking her nose into things. And she's kind of like me, this character. Except I am actually a novelist and I actually spend time writing. And there's Akka, the grandmother, whose presence is there. Again, like her son Vikram, she's there in the book, but she doesn't have a voice. And that's it. I mean, the book started with a cacophony of voices. I had originally intended to write this book from the perspective of various people in that little town, some members of the family, and so on and so forth. And as I went deeper and deeper into this book, the cast of characters kept shrinking. That was the idea, to just narrow it down to that isolation.
I'll start with the most obnoxious character first. Tell me about Vikram Dharma, the father.
Well, I haven't given him too much of a backstory, if you notice. There's not much of a history for this character, but I think it would be safe to assume that he was not a happy child and grew up into an unhappy adult. And he's certainly a brutal person. And I think he is fairly typical of abusers, you know, in domestic situations. And I've left him quite vague. I haven't really, he's not there. He's absent in a funny kind of, he doesn't have his own story, but we know he exists in all kinds of ways through all the other characters. But people in this book love him. There are characters, his children love him. And there must be something in there. I don't know whether love is something that you're obliged to give because of the family relationship. Up to a point, you know, in a family, what is it? I mean, do you love your father and mother because you have to, because you're obliged to, because they're your father and mother, or do you love them because you want to? What is it that provides that attachment, you know?
His daughter is the most problematic character, I think, in the book. Is that a good way of phrasing it?
Mm-hmm.
Because she adores her father. Even though he whacks, beats her on a pretty regular basis. I mean, she goes to school wearing lots of long sleeves and, mm-hmm. you know, he doesn't touch anything that will show.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he doesn't spare the rod.
No. But I think in her case, it's, again, she's hanging on to him. She doesn't want to let him down because she feels that she has nobody else. She's just turned into this possessive little girl. I didn't want to make it very clear whether it's actual love that she has for this person or whether it's just an obligation to love and a reliance on this person, an emotional reliance, much in the way that, you know, prisoners have for their jailers. She has nowhere else to go. This is her family. She doesn't perceive any escape from this. She doesn't even think of escape.
Her little brother is her little brother.
Yes.
So it was just really creepy.
I know. I was quite... it was quite interesting for me to explore these people who are so warped in so many ways. By their isolation, by the silence, by the secrecy, by their own family. And I mean, either there's an excess of love that's holding them back there, or it's there's a lack of love. There are all these intense emotions that are churning inside this home.
The book is Tell It to the Trees. I've been speaking with the author, Anita Rao Badami, and Tell It to the Trees novel is published by Knopf Canada.